Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. Christmas at the Cathedral is a timeless tradition here in the Sioux Empire. The 29th annual performance is set to take the stage at St. Joseph's Cathedral from December 18th until the 21st. This year's show is called The Path of Peace. Director of the Christmas at the Cathedral, Mark Zemius, is in studio with us. And the Director of Special Events, her name is Jan Fetrol. She joins the program as well to talk about the planning process, the rich history, and the wonder of the cathedral, along with what Sioux Falls can expect to see on stage. Good morning to you both. It's great to have you in here this morning.
Always great to be with you, Christine.
Can you believe it, Mark? 29 years
This
has been going on. I mean, does the time fly for you at this point?
Absolutely. And I'm amazed by so many things. And Jan was just telling me that ticket sales are the best they've ever been.
You know,
the pre-sale. So 29 years, it's a marvel. And it's just a testament, I think, to our community, to the message. And, you know, Christmas is all about hope and love and getting together, togetherness. And Christmas at the Cathedral is all about that.
And speaking about 29 years, so many memories have been created with these shows within the last 29 years. If you had to pick a few, I'm not telling you to pick one because I know that's impossible, but if you had to pick a few of your favorite memories, what would they be?
Henry Charles Smith, that's a name some people might still remember. When he first, 29 years ago, he was a phenomenal talent, and he was the conductor and music director for the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, and I brought this idea to him, and he said yes. And I'm still like, really? Let's do it. And he loved the cathedral and its acoustics in a particular way, and that's a favorite memory of mine. And we went out not having any idea what was going to happen. We did two concerts. We had to do two in order to make it work financially. And the crowd was just so responsive. It was like Henry and I looked at each other and said, I think we got something here. And I got a kudos to Bishop Carlson, the bishop at the time, to encourage us to do this. Another favorite memory is Scott Piper, who's a phenomenal, internationally renowned opera singer. And the first time that he sang O Holy Night, That was just a really super powerful memory of mine, for sure.
Wow, yeah. A lot of memories. It's interesting how you mentioned the first memory being how we got started.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that is the birth of Christmas at the Cathedral. And I still get questions from people, maybe from out of town or maybe from Sioux Falls, that aren't familiar with Christmas at the Cathedral. So you just started a conversation and it just went from there.
Yeah, it was actually the Bishop Carlson, as I mentioned, at the time, and he really valued bringing the community together. And I mean capital C community, everybody. This is not, it never has been a Catholic-only thing. It does take place inside the Mother Church of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux Falls, but we all recognize that this is a community icon. It's the community's church. It's the place that brings the community together. It's a symbol of hope. A beacon of hope, and it's a very special treasure. You know, Architecture Digest called it the most significant building in the state. Many people say, you know, when we have visitors, go to Falls Park, but we always make sure we go to the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
And the acoustics really are phenomenal. So what makes Christmas Cathedral really special, there's a variety of things, but one is the location, that art and architecture with these musicians who are the best, with a message of hope and peace and love that Christmas is all about, and you bring all that together in one place, it really is, you know, sounds trite, maybe it's magical. I mean, it's you can't reproduce that in any other place. I'm really confident we could take the very same production, the very same people. If we did that at another location, it wouldn't have the same results.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And Jan Fetrol is with you, too. Hi, Jan. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Jan. Now, I know how Mark got involved with the production. Why don't you tell us about your background with Christmas at the Cathedral?
Well, I'm more of the behind-the-scenes person. I am.
We love that.
Yeah, kind of need that. Yeah. And, but yeah, I started with Mark about 12 years ago, and my role is to really just help market and to get all the word out, and then the ticket sales, and then just all the logistics, everything from working with Mark on getting contracts signed, and getting the hall decorated, even, you know, all those kind of details. Is what my oversight is for the concert.
Yeah, wonderful. We're going to get more into that in just a little bit. Now, Mark, within the last 29 years, does it get easier to plan a show after 29 years, or is it still kind of the same process for you?
Well, interesting you would ask that, because as we're doing the final preparations and rehearsing to bring this production to light, already in the back of my mind is, what are we going to do next year?
Oh, I already know that's what you're thinking. That's why I didn't ask if you're thinking for next year.
So, you listen to Christmas music in a particular way and go, oh, there might be an idea in there. Christmas cards you receive, programming, inspirations come from a variety of different places. But, you know, we're in the faith business. So the minute I start getting nervous or worried, what are we going to do next year? I realize I'm off track. This is really, we believe humbly that, and it's a work of the Holy Spirit. And okay, you know, we're just merely instruments, you know. We just want to receive, you know, the ideas as they come. And 29 years, but I'm really excited about our 30th year. I've got a few ideas in mind. Some of those highlights you were talking about.
Yeah.
It's always about the birth of Jesus Christ, you know, who we believe brought light into the darkness of the world. And there's lots of darkness still, you know, as long as humanity isn't still here on earth, we're going to have issues because of our fallen nature. But there's hope, you know, forever darkness and ultimately death has been destroyed. Death no longer has its power over us. That's what Christmas is all about. And that's worth celebrating in the best way we can. And so the 30th year, just as the 29th, won't be about Christmas Cathedral. It's going to be about this very real message of hope that regardless of circumstances, we always have hope. The future is going to be brighter and the light is always going to overtake the darkness.
Just like the Holy Spirit kind of guides the process of each show, is the Holy Spirit keeping you on track too, Mark, of paying attention to this show?
As long as I don't get in the way, we're in good shape. And had a meeting already here just recently with the creative team. Things are on track. You know, we identify like, oops, that fell through the cracks. But everybody's thinking of solutions. They've got it figured out. Music is getting to everybody. I don't know if I should actually admit this, but...
You can admit it. You're amongst friends. It's okay.
I'm taking this long drive and windshield time, and I'm like, ooh, we have this song that featured guitarist. Did we get that guitarist yet? And, you know, all of a sudden, well, yes, we are. It was taken care of, but, you know, these things kind of hit you along the way because there are a lot of details that go into a live production. And I think the listeners may not realize that there's very few productions you go to that this is created from scratch right here in eastern South Dakota. It's a lot of the musicians come here locally, but they are professional. They're the best. They happen to live here locally. We do bring in soloists from Nashville, the recording music artists.
Yeah.
But otherwise, this is very professional production done here locally, but it's the finest. We have people calling in. I took a phone call from a couple from New York. They moved away, but they're coming back for this. I often have people say, hey, I love going to Broadway, but there is nothing like Christmas at the Cathedral. And I'm trying, oh, come on. You know, you're just saying that. But I realize, again, I think it's because it's in this beautiful sacred space where all of your senses are engulfed. So we have lighting. It's really cool lighting, but it's not about the lighting show because the cathedral itself is the star in many ways. And it's dedicated to Joseph, who don't know much about Joseph, but we do know he played a really key role in salvation history, you know, by being mm-hmm. the foster father of Jesus and collaborating with the Holy Spirit. So I just try to be a Joseph and collaborate.
If you are just listening, we are talking about this year's Christmas at the Cathedral, the 29th annual. The Path of Peace is what this show is called. Mark Enzemius, Jen Fetrow is on with us as well. We're talking about the cathedral, the beauty of the cathedral. Over 100 years, it's been a gem, a staple here in Sioux Falls. And it's hard to describe the cathedral without being in there. It's just something that people have to come see. And now, in 100 years, they did get some facelifts over the years. They just got that organ, that new organ put in, right, Mark?
Yeah, it is a phenomenal instrument. I'm not a big organ guy. You know, it's not like my go-to, you know, music list, organ music. However, I have come to appreciate the value of organ, and this instrument has 4,000 pipes. It can make every sound imaginable, and it's designed by a French organ manufacturer, Juju Sinclair. They're based in Montreal, French-Canadian. This organ is the kind of organ that's still being played 500-600 years later, still today, in Europe. And we now have that. It's going to be one of the premier instruments in the world right here in our own cathedral with its unique acoustics. So it's really special. I just want to say, often, you know, as a Catholic, I think, oh, yeah, the cathedral, come on in. But mm-hmm. I think if you're not Catholic, you probably go, you might go, well, I don't know if I can go in there. It's going to be okay. What's going to be inside? I'm not Catholic. Can I? Please, 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 anytime, 365 days of the year, you're welcome into this beautiful art and architecture. Enjoy it. We hope you'd come, and it would, you know, the art and architecture would lift your minds to God, and you'd want to say a prayer of gratitude, if nothing else. But you may have something on your heart you want to pray mm-hmm. for. You can pray any place, anytime. There's just something about being in the cathedral that connects. And historically, for Christians, you know, it comes out of a Jewish tradition. Jesus was Jewish, died Jewish. His mother, mom, and dad were Jewish. That's a Judeo-Christian heritage that we have. The temple was the place where heaven and earth came together. It's always been an important place. And so this place of worship 2,000 years later, our cathedral, is that very same thing. It happens everywhere, but in a special way inside the cathedral. And stained glass windows, you know, why do you have those? Well, it's really for us to get away from the distractions of life. So you open the door, you come in, and you're kind of closing out all that other stuff. I'd recommend, you don't have to, I'd recommend silence your phone, maybe even turn it off, and just go in there. And, you know, in the silence, we hear God speak mm-hmm. often. And so that's the invitation, but it's there for everybody anytime.
Let's talk about the show itself now, The Path of Peace. Jan, I know you're waiting. We're going to get to the behind-the-scenes stuff. But first, Mark, tell us about the story.
Well, we like to take a different perspective of the Christmas story each year. And this year, it's from the perspective of Zechariah. Speaking of the temple, he was a high priest of the temple. And he was chosen by lot to go into, there's three sections of the temple 2,000 years ago. And he went into the center area where the lay people, if you will, can't go. You have to be ordained priest to go in there. And using incense, he was praying, and he was really he was struggling. And there might be somebody listening right now that's struggling with something. And his struggle was that he was getting old. His wife, likewise, was old, and they were without a child, and they were barren. And often, especially 2,000 years ago, the thought was, you did something wrong, that God is not giving you the favor of having a child. So it was a big deal for him, and he was saying, why have you forsaken us? You know, why are you giving us this shame in the public that we don't have a child? And the angel Gabriel appeared to him, the same angel that appeared to Mary, the same angel that appeared to Joseph, actually appeared to Zechariah, key figure. Because, you know, Zechariah is not in our manger scenes often, mm-hmm. but he actually was a key figure all around this. And Elizabeth was related to Mary, their cousins. And I think those who are familiar with the story know that Mary went to Elizabeth after she was pregnant. Yeah. And they shared this wonderful time. As a matter of fact, Mary went with haste to her cousin Elizabeth, we're told. So that will be played out in this concert. We'll be able to really lean into Zechariah in his distraught, but all of a sudden being, you know, his prayers being answered. But Mary accepted and said, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Zechariah said, "Wait a minute." He questioned it. "That can't be. I'm old, she's old, that we can't be." And because of that, he went mute. Mm. And so he was unable to speak until the birth actually happened. And they gave birth to John the Baptist, who was the first evangelist, if you will, to prepare the way for his cousin Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that will be the perspective we take this year. And when he could speak, the very last line, it's called the Canticle of Zechariah, referred to. And in the Catholic tradition, every ordained person once a day prays that prayer, the Canticle of Zechariah. And the last line is to prepare our feet in the path of peace. So that's why the title, The Path of Peace. And I don't know about you, but it's in my daily prayer. I always say, Lord, please bring peace to the world, especially in the war-torn areas and in families and relationships. We're all in need of peace. And Jesus is, and he prepared the way in the path of peace. So that's why the title this year.
What a vision for the story this year. And the vision wouldn't be possible without the brains behind bringing that to life.
And she is very humble. She acts like, oh, just a few things here and there. There's 5,000 tickets in 6 different concerts at different levels. And Jan's promoting it, marketing it, and making sure everybody gets placed there. And it's a fundraiser for very important causes. That's Jan doing all that.
Yeah.
I get to do the fun stuff, the creative stuff. Jan is making sure everything happens. And could I just say real, because she's not going to say it.
Oh, yes, you
12
can.
12 years ago, she entered the scene. We are so blessed that she did. And this will be her last Christmas Cathedral. So I'm so glad, Christine, you have her on air. It's so appropriate.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Jan Fetrol. Now, there's a lot of work that happens on stage, right? I want you to run through the design of each show, because every design for each show is different.
It's taking Mark's vision and trying to download it and make sure that we meet his expectations. And it's just such an amazing, beautiful opportunity. Everything from, like I said, just making sure that the cathedral itself, the nave, is beautifully decorated and fits the theme appropriately. And as well as in the, you know, the cathedral hall, we do receptions and just making sure that everybody feels welcome when they come. And probably one of the most beautiful elements that we've added since I started working beside Mark to do this production is the Wednesday night special performance. Truly, after my very, very first Thursday night performance, I went home and I was like, oh, wow, that was pretty amazing. That went great. And yet there was a heaviness on my heart. And I'm like, you know, in my prayer, it's like, okay, God, what's going on? This is like a pretty cool opportunity. We were sold out. You know, everybody was having a great time. What's going on? And it truly was placed on my heart that my people weren't there. And I'm like, what people? The place was sold out. What? And then it just really came to me that we do this performance for the benefit of the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House and the Cathedral of St. Joseph for their ongoing care, maintenance, endowments. And it's like, wow, you know, a lot of people that can afford tickets are there. But what about the individuals that we're actually doing this performance for? They're not there. And so after a little bit of like, Mark, would you consider adding another performance? It all came together. And it's the dress rehearsal on Wednesday night. And it's become a huge community opportunity. People come in and volunteer. We do a dinner. We bus the individuals in from the Dudley House, St. Francis House, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and multiple locations throughout the community.
Yeah.
We bus them in, and we have this beautiful dinner, and then we treat them to a portion of the production. And it's so beautiful because everybody comes totally dressed for the concert to give our guests that full, true experience. It is so beautiful. And then when it's over, we invite them down for a cookie reception. And we make an appeal to the whole community. Bring your cookies. I'm baking it this weekend. Bring in cookies. And we'll serve them. And that is our kickoff. That's our why for why we do these concerts. And that carries us through the next six performances that, you know, everybody's exhausted. And but the performers hang on to that. And, you know, it's beautiful. And you know, we bring in close to 400 volunteers throughout this process.
Right.
Yeah. And just orchestrating all of that gets to be a lot. But everybody wants to be there and loves to be there. And my role in all of this is just a true gift. And I'm super blessed to be surrounded by a great team, a great staff at the foundation.
Absolutely. We're talking about Christmas at the Cathedral. The Path of Peace is the name of the show, December 18th through the 21st. Janet Fetrol, I can just see your shine on your face when you talk about that night in particular. Would you say that got you motivated to be a part of Christmas at the Cathedral, or what was your initial draw to being part of this?
My official draw was the gentleman sitting next to me, Mark Enzimius. I was working for the diocese, the Catholic diocese, at the time, and spent 18 months planning the Legacy 125th celebration of event for the diocese. And when it was nearing the end, everybody kept saying, well, what are you going to do next, Jan? I'm like, I don't know. I'm trusting in God. He led me here, so we'll see where we go next. And walking down the hall, and Mark stopped me. He's like, hey, what do you think about coming and working for the foundation? I'm like, I dig that. Totally. So
that's amazing. And you are retiring, as Mark was saying. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Now, with this being your last production, what are you looking forward to come showtime?
Oh, wow. Sold out concerts to experience the joy and the emotion that comes out at these concerts. It's always interesting because I get the opportunity to greet people at the door as they come in and help get them seated. And you can tell people come in and they're carrying burdens and they're overwhelmed. It's like, okay, we're running late, or, you know, whatever, you know, the car wouldn't work, or whatever burdens they're bringing in. And then to watch those same people when the concert's over come out and to see, you know, grown men with tears in their eyes and the overwhelmed emotion of truly experiencing the theme of the concert, the perspectives that Mark and the creative team put together are always just absolutely amazing. And people say, I never really looked at Christmas this way. I never really thought about that particular element and how they bring it to life. It's like so phenomenal and beautiful and so well done. What I really look forward to is like, okay, another huge success that God has graced us with. None of us can take credit for it because, like Mark already said, it's the Holy Spirit, and we just got to kind of sometimes just get out of his way and let him use us as the vessel to make all of this happen. And it takes a lot of collaboration. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
You know you're part of that, right? You're part of the choir. You're part of the professional singers that come in. You're the reason why they sound so fantastic, because you help put that together. And Mark, speaking about the talent, they are practicing at the Cathedral right now, the choir and the talent going to be coming in about a week before the show or the week of the show. What's that going to be like for
you? Everybody is off in their part of the country working on their various aspects of the production. It all comes together production week. We have two music rehearsals at the Tuesday of the concert week. So the concerts are Thursday through Sunday, December 18th through the 21st. So on Tuesday the 16th is the first time we're all together in one place. And we still don't even do the actors until the 17th. And that's when we are doing our first performance. It happens to be to a live audience. And Jan said, But we're very motivated to give them our best. It's very moving, and it tells us. It's sort of, you know, people talk about what's your why. I mean, that's our why, and that's why we're doing all this work for this production. I would point out the orchestra is a professional orchestra. The choir is an audition choir, really phenomenal singers. And then soloist I had referred to from Nashville, Carlos Santiago, is coming. This is his third time. It's kind of fun to turn on the TV, and I think it was February, he was on The Voice. And he did really well.
Oh,
yeah, made it through. He was still on in March and into April, I think, even. Carlos did a great job. And then Sarah Bailey, it's going to be her. She's our female soloist. It's her first time performing Christmas at the Cathedral. We like to have some people that, like Carlos, who's a favorite. His stage presence, and it's effortless, and
yeah.
The notes that come out of him, and you know, and then I think of that name, Carlos Santiago. I mean, it's just
a name.
It's the total package,
yeah.
Of Carlos, and he's now a dad. They just had a child this summer, so I know the singing and the message becomes even more meaningful. Sarah's husband Christopher has performed with us, and that's how we discovered Sarah. She came to watch her husband Christopher perform last year, and we got talking, and I realized, really? And then what do you do? And I had heard a little bit, and she's a great personality, so we're really excited to have her performing for the first time with us. And then the actor's a favorite, Andy Hendrickson. He played Simeon last year. He's playing Zechariah this year. Jacqueline Pierce Humpke, gosh, I think it was 26 years ago, she played Elizabeth. The first time we did something around this theme, she's coming back to play Elizabeth all these years ago. And then Lily Sanchez is playing Mary. It's her first performance with us. She's a student at Mount Marty. And nobody knows for sure, but Mary's portrayed as like 15, you know, in most ways. You know, we think she was quite young at the time. And Lily definitely has that look. She'll be great. Our music director and conductor, Dr. John Flannery, this is his second, and he's only the third person ever to be the music director.
Yeah.
He did a great job last year. He was phenomenal. Everybody loves him. His day job is quite interesting. He's the president of the Bishop Heelan Catholic School System down in Sioux City.
Oh, okay.
So we have the Bishop O'Gorman Catholic School System here in Sioux Falls. He has similar system with elementary, middle, and high school there. So great talent. Most importantly with the talent, though, they have a great heart, and they're doing it for the right reason. Our whys all are connected. It becomes a community ourselves, and that's really the best productions are when you have a lot of good synergy and connection, and our connection is our why, and we're all connected there. So if any listeners out there have ever thought, I wonder if Christmas Cathedral heard of it, you know, please take a chance and do it. There's still our tickets. Sometimes one of the six concerts will sell out, or two or three,
yeah.
You know, ahead of time, then people will hear sold out and they think, no, please go to our website. It's you could just Google Christmas at the Cathedral, actually. It'll show up. Or our website is CCFESD, Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota.org. And right there, you'll see the concerts. You'll see where the tickets are available. We encourage you to do it. You can also call 988-3701, 605-988-3701. And if you're in the Sioux Falls area, Hy-Vee stores also have tickets available. So, you know, if you've ever wondered, should I or shouldn't I, hey, maybe it's the Holy Spirit nudging you this morning to take a listen and come experience it firsthand. Or if it's been a while, come on back. The production keeps evolving, and we just feel privileged to be a part of it and really grateful to Results Radio. What a great partner. It's a partnership with everybody, including Results Radio, which is such an important part of our community.
And this is an important part of the community too. Christmas at the Cathedral. More importantly, it's a benefit for the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House and the St. Joseph's Cathedral as well. The Path of Peace will be December 18th through the 21st. Mark Consemius, Jan Fedrol, I want to thank you both for coming in here this morning and telling us all about the fantastic show coming up here soon. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Christine.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.